What is up, everybody? I am super excited to walk through this with you. These are three hidden, I guess, kind of outcomes or takeaways that I took from the Enterprise Sales Summit. Once I had to sit back, all of it was done, recorded, and just kind of take a look at what happened with everybody and what I got from 30 of the, or 29, I should say, of interviewing the best of the best and how you can apply it and use it as a framework to create success for yourself moving forward. So real excited to get in this with you today. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. Hello, I am super happy to have you on today. I'm going to go over some really interesting hidden outcomes that I kind of discovered from going over 30 hours of interviewing the best. And so I took a step back and I really looked at, okay, with this summit, well, let me take a step back for you. So initially in advance, when I set this up, I looked at, okay, what is every subtopic that someone would need to know if they're trying to move up market as a founder, as a sales leader or CRO, or as a sales executive? And I reverse engineered those subtopics with that thought in mind, especially in light that everything's changed this year. Everything's changed exponentially this year, not just a little bit, but everything's changed pretty significantly. And so that was how I kind of got into it. And then what I did is I sought out and found the best possible people I could that I thought had strengths in those different areas. And then from that, it kind of constructed and put together the people and the talks and the areas of focus for every kind of component. So as a byproduct of that, I had kind of three themes that were broken down from prospecting and business development to closing, middle pipeline and execution. And then the third is next generation. However, there were some really unique things that came out of that I discovered when I was going through this. And now that I'm done and this is actually going to go live tomorrow, the summit's going to get released tomorrow, is that there were some like really hidden outcomes that I didn't anticipate seeing or trends across those different areas. So I just want to walk you through those today because I think it's going to be really insightful. A, if you're watching the summit, in terms of where to focus your time, but also be like, as a person, there's so much noise and so much information out there. It'll give you some direction on how you know what to focus on that's important for you. So starting off, like looking at it basically, the day one when it comes to prospecting and business development. Now, something that was really unique because there's so many different ways that you could create top of pipe or create top of funnel opportunities for yourself. And I interviewed all these different people and it's really interesting. It really broke down into two categories for that one day. So I got kind of have like one key takeaway from each day that I have. It's broken out into sub areas. So for, you know, kind of the first hidden thing that I saw is really when you look at prospecting and business development, it comes down to two core basic things. It's either inbound-based prospecting and business development, or it's outbound-based prospecting and business development. And so if you look at the speakers who actually talked on this, on the inbound side, you have Justin Welch talking about brand. And that's really creating an inbound strategy. It's scaling your offline reputation online. And then you also have Shay Rowbottom, who does it. So Justin does it pretty much strictly over text. And then Shay does it majority 95, 99% over video. Then you look at another aspect with Jason Vanna, who talks about content and creating a content strategy to create inbound leads. On top of it, you have Chris Walker, who went into thought leadership. And he's talking more about how to have a show and leverage that show and scale referrals and by deep knowledge of the customer and leveraging that. And then on top of it, you have Andreas from Shield. And really what he was doing is looking at the psychology behind the content on LinkedIn. So if you look at those five areas, there's all different kinds of areas that you could be highly successful by creating inbound leads or inbound traffic. And there's a lot of different ways to do them. So I know there's so much noise out there. I just wanted to kind of frame that up for you, because there's going to be some things that are well within your strengths and that you like to do. And there's going to be others that you don't really like doing at all. And so what I'd encourage you to do is, the best way for you to be successful and the biggest barrier that I'm seeing with sales leadership and their teams, founders or sales executives, is like, hey, you got to put your team in a position where it's something that they could be successful and plays well to their strengths. Okay, so that's the inbound component. The other component is the outbound pace. And so if you look at outbound, Christina talks about, basically she does no calls whatsoever, which just is mind-boggling to me. It has like a 70% open rate and a 30% reply rate, strictly from email sequencing. So there's essentially, with her framework, it's around customization at scale. So that's an outbound approach. Lindsay Boggs also talks about leveraging outbound. Hers is more multi-channel, looking at LinkedIn, video, email. On top of it too, EJ gets into events, you know, how to create a real world offline experience online. On top of it too, networking is something that Dan Horwich goes into deep, and just some really tactical items you could to create your network, to expand your network. And then on top of it, to kind of round things out, Maura talks about an outbound based approach based on intent. So what are the 4% of customers that are in the market now, and how to set your sales team up for success? Or if you're a sales executive, it's very highly valuable too, because it shows about what kind of data you could leverage so that you're hitting the 4% that are in the market and have a strong focus on that. And what I would tell you is, all those different strengths on both the inbound and the outbound side that they went through, all of these people are wildly successful with what they're doing. So I guess the moral of the story for me and for anybody else is like, hey, if you're looking at building a business, you're looking at building a sales organization, you're looking at building your career in sales, really take a step back and look at, like, hey, ask yourselves these questions. What are my strengths? What do I like doing and love doing? And what do I hate doing? And look at those kind of different buckets that are there, and just go all in on the two, maybe three that really light you up, that you would get excited about. Because what'll happen is, if you do that, you're actually going to be truly consistent in that prospecting, whether it be inbound or outbound. If you're not, then you're going to get a lot of friction and it's going to prevent you from executing. All right. So speaking of executing, we're going to go more into day two. And with day two, really the outcome that you want is massive acceleration on your pipeline. And there's a couple of different ways to do that. And the two buckets that I broke in, that like the kind of like the hidden outcome from pipeline is execution, is that massive acceleration. But there's two kind of sub areas that I think that all the talks fit into. And so if you look at it, really you have scaling the middle pipeline. How can you create scale, and how can you ramp up the middle of the pipeline in a myriad of different ways? And then on top of it, we're talking, I kind of phrased it into hand-to-hand combat. This is more in meeting, tactical. How do you ask questions? How do you surface today's problems? How do you work across silos? And so those are kind of the two buckets with that. And both of those can be key accelerators to your pipeline. So to get a little bit deeper, like what I mean by middle of pipeline, if you look at like Beck Holland's talk, one of the things that Beck talks about is how to cross sell, upsell, and expansion sell, and leveraging marketing to do that. So basically leveraging an automated means of doing that, whereas most folks have marketing leverage as top of funnel or middle pipe and don't really focus on it from the customer perspective. So I think that's really interesting, because when you're doing that, it creates that automation effect. And then Jake from Scaled also talked about the same thing. You know, what's the sequence that you could leverage with LinkedIn or a sequencer like Outreach or Sales Loft to create depth and expansion and get wider. Another way to look at scaling the middle of the pipeline is Rosalind talked about revenue operations, which is really, I would say I've seen a lot of sales folks and sales leaders that are really weak at what she's strong at. And what she's strong at is essentially operations, like creating processes and tech. So it's like, how do you have a person whose ninja skill is process and tech to scale up the time and the results that, that your team has? And so that's great from an executive leadership view, because now with so much tech coming out, similar to like what happened with a marketing boom before, the sales tech area is expanding. And so you need someone to have a ninja skill. And some are even saying that the right hand of the CRO is going to be someone with that skill set. And then last, but definitely not least, is Rob Jepson talks about leadership and some of the things that he's done and helped people with to scale leadership, and how that leadership effectively accelerates pipeline and delivers top line and bottom line results, decreases turnover. And in doing that, it's really cool because like he's got tangible results, because everybody looks at leadership as kind of like a fuzzy area. And one of the things that he loves to do is work with sales leaders, just like I do. And what he's doing is basically sales leadership. There's a massive gap in terms of training and development of sales leadership. And so those are all the different areas around the middle of the pipeline. So as you can see, once again, there's a lot of different ways. So Beck's talking about marketing. Jake's talking about LinkedIn and leveraging that in a sequencer in tech. Rosalind's talking about more processes in tech from wider scale. And then we're talking about Rob Jepson, like I said, on the leadership side. So next we go into hand-to-hand combat. And essentially with that, you know, we have a lot of different areas of focus within there. But once again, you got more of the process, the tech, the bigger picture, scaling the middle pipeline. Now we're talking about in meeting hand-to-hand combat. And so, you know, Ty Capone talks about that with how you design your presentation and how you effectively communicate transparently and what the effect that is, the people effect, but also the results effect on that. On top of it too, Dave Rubenstein talks about how to surface today's problems by asking the best possible questions. Dale gets into aligning and kind of morphing your sales process in the customer's buying process. Katie talks about working across silos, Katie Ivey. Lisa Palmer talks about looking at C-levels and how to provide individual attention and focus and customization to essentially prospect to a C-level, but then also how to leverage that collaboration environment with what she calls visual dartboarding. And then Tony Hughes talks about selling in a recession and effectively making the problem the reason with his narrative. And I thought he was a genius at that. So many different areas, once again, that you could leverage these sessions and these details. You know, one of the cool things, and there's a cost to it. It's nominal, but it's like, I think it's like $37 for the notes. So basically every single speaker note is broken down into bullet forms. And it's absolutely beautiful, like being able to see all these frameworks and content that these people have. Okay, so last but not least, you take it down to next generation. And so next generation sales, what was the kind of the hidden thing that I saw within there is this is all about you. This is about you, the sales leader, and this is about you as a sales executive. And it's kind of broken down into four sub buckets. And I know you're going to see some themes here, but this is tech for you. What technology could do for you specifically? What's the time? You know, how to free up time, equity and comp and hiring and wealth and how to create that. And then last, but definitely not least, is community. Everybody's out on their own unique islands right now because we're not meeting face-to-face. So it's accelerated the desire for people to be involved in communities. So when you're looking at tech, I mean, one of the things that Justin Michael talks about was really there's 1K per month now that's spent per rep for top performing sales organizations based on research that he's done. And he's evaluated over 300 hours of different tech. There's going to be, you know, essentially 5,000 per month can be spent on tech. And so like, if you're not looking at this from yourself. And you don't need to be like a coder or an application developer or anything highly technical like that. However, you do need to understand what's going on and constantly look at ways to augment what you are doing, because he's talking about opportunities where you could essentially spend 45 minutes and get 2 days worth of prospecting done in it. And so like, if you're leveraging that, you're bringing a gun to a knife fight. Now, Scott Barker, one of the things he talks about is time, social proof, and transparency, which is pretty cool because he's got some unique views on how he's doing things where when things slow down, he finds a way to shave 5 hours off a week of what he's doing and delegate that to someone else. Next thing, you're talking about wealth in hiring and comp. And so Sam Jacobs and Amy Volas talk about that. And Sam's more on the wealth creation side and really how to set yourself up for success, whether you're getting equity or whether you're negotiating a contract with a new employer or current employer. And then Amy talks about really the hiring process and what to look for and what's optimal talent for leadership in those areas to look for. And then also, you know, if you're trying to apply to a job and you're trying to scale up that way, she talks about like how to act and how to put your best foot forward with that. And then last, but definitely not least, is the community aspect. And so Jared Robin and Gil Gourmet, who founded Rev Genius, which exploded, got about 6,000 members in a really short period of time, talk about how you can create a community for your customers and how you can create a community for your prospects and what truly can happen and what's possible if you do that. And so like, I think just kind of rounding this out and circling back, like all of these areas, once again, like you look at the three different days with their themes and then kind of like the hidden value, but also the outcomes that you can get from each day. And bottom line is there's a lot of different areas and things that you could do to be highly successful. You don't need to do every single one of them, but there's a lot of different areas that you can mix and match and you'll be highly successful based on your strengths, based on what you love to do, based on what you hate to do and move forward with. And so I hope you get a chance to check it out. Like whether you listen to this now, it's free right now. It's going to be for the next 3 days. There are going to be opportunities to buy the All Access Pass, which essentially is leveraging the ability to have this for life, right? So you could watch these 30 different interviews or 29 different interviews over that time. And it was an awesome process, just meeting all these different people that had such a wealth of knowledge in different areas was really refreshing because I was in an environment where I basically executed at a really high level and helped other people. However, just seeing all these different viewpoints gave me a whole different perspective on what's possible and what's possible for people and how they could really truly transform their lives just by applying some of the information that shared here. So it was really, really awesome having you on today. And I hope you enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun doing that summit. So check it out, share it. If you like this, and this was helpful, share it on social media. Otherwise, I will talk to you on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources. So I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.